The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey, baby, what's your hurry? Relax, don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime. 'Cause nice and easy does it every time.
Good morning, good morning. Swing it out, come on. Take it nice and easy. We got a big morning this morning.
Stops along the way.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 7 after 6 o'clock on the radio.
The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses.
Can we play this for Iran, I think?
To rush would be a crime. 'Cause nice and easy does it.
Piscopo and Gattulo.
Nice and easy does
on the radio.
Nice and easy does it every time. Like the man says one more time. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy.
That's calming me down now. Thank you. I was a little fired up when I walked in here. Great. Thank you. There you go. You feel better already? I'm watching. I'm looking at what's happening. Are we on the brink of war? Do you like what the president did? Do you not like what the president did? Here we go. And let's get this party started. Thank you. That's a good way to start it. I would put the little Frank Sinatra calms me down. I'm a little fired up. See, I think these guys, and we're talking about the airstrike that took out Soleimani. This is all the news this morning. It happened last night. I was over at Fox News, and it was breaking. And we were over there about to go on with Raymond Arroyo, who did a great job for Laura and the Ingram angle over there. And I was going to go on. I'm saying, now we're going to get bumped. I'm with John McLaughlin, the great poster over there. It's late last night. I said, we're going to get bumped. But they put us on. I think that this was expected, because the one thing, and I need your help on this, about the assassination of Soleimani is that they were attacking a United States embassy. They were attacking now. And my question is this, and this is where I feel. But again, I'm a bit of a hawk, so I have to put this caveat in there: a chicken hawk, because I never served, never had the privilege to serve. is it, do we go in? Do we go in? Is this the start of a war now? Is this the start? But what are we supposed to do? If they're over there and they're attacking an embassy, what are we supposed to do? And reading here, the president of Iran is vowing retaliation for the United States airstrike that killed the commander of the elite military force. This is the man that's responsible for all of the unrest in the last week. President Hassan Rouhani. He called the airstrike that left Soleimani dead a cowardly act and another sign of America's frustration and hopelessness in the region. So this is going to be what I think you got to take out. If you don't take out, it's going to turn into it would have turned into another Benghazi. I really believe that, you know. And the official news agency said, Rouhani said, Iran and other free nations of the region will take revenge against the U.S. That's the only thing you got to worry about. You know they're going to do that. So, and now, and Iran isn't like a small country. This is going to be a problem. You got to give me a call. Let me know what you're feeling. 877-970-2999. Because if this guy, they go up there, our embassy, are we going to just let it go? That's 100 acres in Iraq is this embassy, 100 acres. So what exactly happens? And where do we go from here? 877-970-2999. Because I'm telling you, and it's easy for me to say because I never served and I never saw the horror of war that my father used to tell me about. But do you go, in my opinion, take them all out. I mean, God forgive me, take them all out. Otherwise, it's going to be more of a problem. And this, of course, is to support Israel in the region. But the fact that this general went after and went to shut down and go after and take over our embassy, and they failed because the president stood fast and didn't allow another Benghazi. There's no, you can't criticize that. You knew that was going to happen. But now we took out the top general. And listen, we're going to see what happens. And is it going to get worse? 877-970-2999. We got a big show today. Bernard Kerik is on the show in the 7 o'clock hour, former commissioner of the NYPD. And we'll be talking bail reform. What's going on? Oh, my gosh. The uptick of crime in this great city. And, progressives in office just are letting criminals out on the street. Bernard Kerik, he was one of the people responsible for turning this city around with Rudolf Giuliani. And we'll see what Bernard Kerik says about all of this. Carol Alt is in the studio today, Charles. Is that right? I'm very excited. Now, Carol Alt in the studio live. And I love her. You know, we call Carol. She's so not a prima donna. She just comes in. We go, yeah, sure. It's like 7 o'clock in the morning. And we're going to have some fun with Carol Alt. Because Lord knows we need it. We want to lighten it up a little bit. Jeffrey Lyons will tell you what films you want to see. You don't want to miss Dr. Sebastian Gorka on 9 o'clock on this show. And, he's heard every afternoon on AM 970, at 3 p.m. Right here on AM 970, The Answer. And then Professor Alan Dershowitz, what's with the anti-Semitism? These things keep happening. Nothing is done about it. You know, and I'm telling you, and you got to help me out here because I lean on you. And I appreciate you and respect you because you're the voice, not the propaganda, if you will, that's out there. Not the narrative of the news media. You are the voice. That's why I always respect the audience. And it's not patronizing because you're living this every single day. You know, there is an anti-Semitic rise like we've never seen in New York City and around the country. And it started, in my opinion, in the House of Representatives. I told you that with Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib spewing hate against Israel. And now, and you're going to hear from Professor Dershowitz on this, and they don't do anything about it. And it's the same thing, the lack of support for law enforcement. I mean, this is why you have a problem with that lack of respect of police officers. Or it's a lack of civility. If you leave this, all that's going on, to the people, these progressive socialists that want to take over, and they keep criticizing the president, they keep criticizing the rest of us, they make fun of you if you support the president, right? If you let those people take over, this is Venezuela. This is a lawless society. No law and order. It's a scary time. And to Iran, if you don't stop and you don't cut the snake off at the head, this thing is going to keep going on and going to get worse. So I support what the president did, but I understand the criticism. It was when we went into Iraq under George W. Bush. You know, George W. Bush's father knew not to do that, you know, in the Persian Gulf War. He went in there, he pulled back. And I remember distinctly the saying about George H.W. Bush, why doesn't he just take out Saddam Hussein? I remember saying that, you know. That was a Democrat. And they should just take him out. He's there. Oh, what is he, a coward? Oh, he's George H.W. Bush knew. Once you poke that hornet's nest, it's never going to end. So W went in, and, you know, we did what we had to do. And now is it coming back to haunt us? So you got to give me a call, 877-970-2999, and let me know what you're thinking. Joe on the radio, my goodness gracious, it's been such a crazy week. On a much, much lighter note, I know it's all about this, and it's all about this assassination in of this general. And we're going to see exactly what happens with that. But running around crazy yesterday and came in. I don't even know what day it is, but I came right in. I went on. Had a great time, by the way, with Dana Perino. How great is she? Dana Perino, 2 o'clock on the Fox News. They said, Joe, would you do Dana's show? And I'm going, sure, I'll do Dana's show. But I've got like 13 stitches in my head. And my eye is turning, my left eye is like turning into a black eye because I just ran into a wall, literally. Oh, just come on in, come on in. So I go, okay, so we had a great time with Dana yesterday, just going back and forth, just having some nice chat, you know, a nice chat, and I plugged the station. I mentioned Al Gattulo on Fox News. I said, my buddy Al Gattulo, I said, gave Al a big plug, you know, I didn't get an email back, by the way. I didn't get an email back or a text back
I didn't watch him, sorry.
Yeah, I know, you don't watch him.
I was at the gym.
Yeah.
They only have CNN on in there.
You're staring at some girls. You're staring at some girls.
No, she wasn't there.
Your wife's smacking you in the back of the head. I'm giving you shout-outs on Fox News, and you're not even getting... Thank you, Joe. I heard you. At least Frankie Five Bros. I talk about Frankie Five Bros. Thank you, Joe. Immediately, thank you, Joe. I heard. Nothing from her. But, you know, it's my team. I got to give... You know, you got to support your workers, your fellow workers, and I did. Gave Al a big shout-out. But then I looked... Then they went... By the way, this is funny. I tell you because I love you, and, you know, you stay with us and listen to us. I could see I must have hit that wall hard, man, because then I'm covering up with Band-Aids, and now I'm doing, they have an all out kind of let's take care of Joe in the makeup room at Fox News. Like, it's like whatever it was, 1:30 I was on the, or 2:30, whenever I was on Dana's show yesterday. And then they go in and they start doing virtual plastic surgery on me, man. They had one great, great makeup gal. She's going, hey, I got to get this. I go, oops. She goes, you got a black eye here. And she's fixing me up. I'm putting Band-Aids on my head. I'm putting my topics in, but not trying to get the topics into the wound, which is being terrible. This is what was happening. And then they kept, Joe, don't worry, Joe. But before I went on and before I ran in, you know, over there, they said, could you send a selfie? Because we want to see how bad it is. And that, how bad? And I showed them the selfie and they went, oh, that's not so bad. What if they just said, oh, gee, Joe, stay home. Joe,
stay home. Get some rest. It's all right.
Oh, ooh, boy. I'll tell you, Joe.
So that's the question I would have asked. Like, how big of a cut is too much. Like, if my head is split open, that's no good.
They are so, I gotta tell you.
So 13, 12 stitches is okay.
Yeah, I gotta tell you.
14,
they are so nice over at Fox News. I gotta tell you, professional. And I'm old, I've done everything. They're so nice. They're so professional.
Sorry,
Joe. One of the great producers, she was so great. She goes, you gotta come. I said, well, you know, I kind of walked into a wall and my head is cut open and my eye is all beat up. She goes, no, come in. And then I get the text back. Joe, could you send a picture of yourself, please? Which means she went to the hierarchy over there, the head news guy going on Dana's show. Ooh, what do you do? He got 13. No, we got to see a picture because we don't want to gross the audience.
Big Band-Aid on top of your head.
Listen to me.
That's why I said you should have sent one with a patch over your eye. It would have been great. Get him in.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Dana. Hi.
I was sailing the high seas on New Year's Eve. Hi. Looking for treasure.
That's Mr. Krabs.
Yeah.
Mr. Krabs. Wait, have you seen?
I was looking for the perfect recipe for a Krabby Patty. Arrgh.
Have you seen SpongeBob? Hi. Arrgh.
Where's Squidward?
Squidward.
All right here.
Get into the whole SpongeBob. Oh, Lord, it's Friday. That's for sure. So they said, after I sent the picture, I expected them to say, Joe, you know, we got this covered. They were, I tell you, nice. They, Joe, no, come on in. You look great. It's all fine. So now I'm doing all the plastic surgery, virtual makeup, and all the fix, and they're coming in. And then the camera, it was so cool because they were walk-on. So they had the Steadicam camera, which is, that's the camera around the waist. That is a cool camera that actually was invented during the shooting of Rocky that Sylvester Stallone's people did. So they're following me in, and I can see in the monitor out of my bloodshot eye from the black eye I had. They were keeping the shot wide, and I should have just shut my mouth and let them take the wide shot. It was a great move on the director. All right, don't go close. Remember Tootsie? How close should we go? Well, how far should we go? How about Cleveland? You know? It's like, so then I talk about it, and I go, Dana, it's just the thing, but boom, and they go close, and it's like, whoa, didn't go close. But at nighttime, they did when I went and did a Laura show with Raymond Arroyo, he's very good. Raymond, very good. I mean, he kept that show going and going, and there was fireworks on that show, and it was all. And then the news started to break. John McLaughlin, my friend, the pollster, was over there, and we went on, but they fixed it up really good and went in. And I don't know if you could even tell because they stayed at a distance too. Well, I got a face like that. What am I going to tell you? Joe on the radio is 19 minutes after 6 o'clock. We have got a great show. Charles is producing, and Charles, we appreciate you being in here today. Five Boroughs will be back on Monday. And it's Al and I today. Debbie, did you hear me give Al a shout out on Fox News? And I didn't get a text back from Al saying thank you, honey, or anything like that, huh? Nothing at all? Nothing at all? Oh, we're hitting it. You know, this is it.
No, I saw you. I was like, I saw you giving a shout out for the station.
You know how about that? Thank you.
A few times.
Thank Debbie. That was nice. Can I tell you, you're listening to it? In other words, this is our family. It's the intimate hour.
Yeah, yes.
Every time I go on Fox News, they go, Joe, you were great. And then always, management goes, could you mention the station next time? And I go, fair enough. I mentioned it three times.
That was great. That was awesome.
And then Dana mentioned it. I went, okay. And then when I went on, when I was with Raymond on Laura's show,
yes.
I said, AM,
I said, AM.
Then I said, Salem Media. I gave Mike Gallagher a shout out, Seb Gorka, Dennis Prager. I gave Larry Elder a shout out. I gave the whole network a shout out.
Yep,
so.
I heard that.
But
that
I'm sure I forgot somebody, so I'll get yelled at or something. You know, Joe, you forgot
me. I think you covered covered everybody. That was pretty good.
Where's my patch? Hey.
Yeah, but you know what? They did a good job with the patch. You know, the Band-Aid.
How about that? They went in a little makeup. Their makeup is great over there. Need all the help I could get. So now,
it's amazing because you have stitches and everything. You know, now
I know.
You can't wear the hat on TV, or can you? The hat's nice.
I thought about doing it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It is nice. Yeah.
Debbie, you sound great. God bless you. Sounding so wide awake every morning. We love you for that. 6:21. Debbie's on the roads for you. AM 970, The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. Let's go out to the Hutch southbound at Webster Ave, getting down toward New Rochelle. Watch out for an accident there. The sprain south at Jackson Ave, a stalled vehicle being cleared. Let's go out to the inbound GWB, Lincoln, and the Holland, all moving pretty smoothly. Traffic's still pretty light this morning so far. Let's take it out to the Hutch southbound at Orchard Beach. We're getting reports of an accident here by City Island over in the Bronx. And traffic building on the Harlem River Drive south, getting down through the 140s in toward the 130s. Traffic is moving solely on the LIE westbound. That's going to be stop and go, getting right out toward Woodhaven Boulevard. And over on Sunrise Highway eastbound, getting into Franklin Ave and Valley Stream, it's an accident in the process of being cleared. Rain this morning, high today of 48. Tomorrow showers with a high going up to 50. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sunday, the St. John's Red Storm head to the Cintas Center to take on the Xavier Musketeers. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 4:10, tip-off at 4:30. Catch all the action right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Long Island Lutheran Middle and High School, Timothy Christian School, Upper
Room Christian School, Christ Our Foundation Learning Center. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition, or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com or call 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Oh, Lordy. Oh, God, Daddy. Oh,
this is nice. Like, I'm a mellow Friday, Al. All right, we like that.
Because we don't want to be, jumping to conclusions and stuff. Let's, take it easy.
Well, I'll tell you what. Good morning. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 624. It's a very, very, it's a vital morning this morning. It's vital that we all chat. We have a great show. Bernard Kerik is on. Carol Alt is on. Jeffrey Lyons, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Professor Alan Dershowitz, Charlie. A nice lineup with a tip of the hat to Frankie Five Burrows for always bringing great guests to the airways. For you listening, we appreciate it very, very much. And now what we have here in Iran, what's going to happen? I mean, I am like a bit of a hawk, and like I say, a chicken hawk, fair enough. Because I never served, but take them out, take them all out, wipe them out. Oh, when I remember, and we're going to go to the phone calls, I see they're coming in already, 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Remember that I always just feel that you got to go in there, and you could, if you don't show force, it shows weakness to these people. Right. And I mean, the folks in the Middle East would cause nothing but mayhem. But there's going to be criticism all about this. And again, we want to hear from you. Charlie Finch is kind enough. The professor is checking in this early in the morning. Charlie, thanks for calling, man. What are you thinking this morning, my friend?
We're going to have to wait a second because
what happened now?
Something's wrong with the phone. I can't click it in.
That's all right. You know, Al, and tell me what we need. I'll go get it.
There's nothing we need. It's the program itself. I have to reset the program.
Okay, the programming. Explain to me, because I'll go to management and I'll plead.
Nothing to plead. It's just the computer itself is not working to allow me to punch in the call.
But you know, it's something that happens a lot. It's a morning show.
It doesn't happen a lot.
All right.
I have to restart the computer.
877-970-2999. And so anyway, we'll see exactly what happened and what's going on with this assassination of the general. That's the over there in Iraq. I'm looking at the newspapers now, what's happening here. And yeah, look, it's blown away. New York Post, U.S. airstrike in Baghdad kills Iran's top general. And this, I don't know, I just feel like if you don't show force on this, you could show weakness. On the other hand, is why is the president doing this? What's going on with this? And is there something else that we don't see? And the president has to address the American people. He's got to do, which I guess will happen today. Are we hearing anything now?
He did by tweeting out the American flag. I mean, that's his way of, what are you going to do?
Yeah. 877-970-2999. Joe on the radio. We're going to get our board working. We're going to get everything up and running. United States citizens, by the way, are urged to leave Iraq following Iranian general's death. The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, reading here, is urging all U.S. citizens to leave Iraq immediately. The embassy has released a statement. And you got to get out of town. If you're there, what are you doing there? I don't know anyway, but I guess it means people who are working there have to get out. So we'll see here. Joe's also, I'm saying, hold on. Stay with me for 2 seconds. This, and I apologize to you for listening. I don't know what's happening, but my computer is blowing up. The board is blowing up. It's just like, I think it would be, is this the equipment from a Marconi invented?
We're using an internet phone line. And so when things go wrong, it screws everything up. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting it on my computer too. So there's some kind of bug in there that I wish that we would at least kind of check that out. Hey, it's Joe of the radio. We'll go to our buddy Ralph in New Jersey then.
Wait a minute. I think we can get Charlie Finch here. Let me just see.
Okay. It's okay.
No,
take your time.
I can't punch it.
All right. Put Ralph out.
No, I can't. I can't punch it in. I can't get any of the calls.
So we got to, over the airways, call for Stu. Do we test this before we go on the air?
We do. We do, but there's an issue here. Let me take a look out there for a quick
second. All right. You know what? Stand by. Al's got the headline news for you, too. He's going to check around. It's Piscopo on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. And again, I am like the son of a veteran of the Second World War, and I think if you don't go in, remember when we were in Mogadishu, and remember the United States Army Rangers that were dragged through the streets of Mogadishu, and we just left that alone, and 17 United States Army Rangers were killed, you know, in Somalia, boom, and nothing was done. We never answered it, and I think it shows weakness. And I think when President, and I don't want to place blame, but when President Obama goes in and he gives the billions with a B, $150 billion to Iran. This is what we get. All they do, they're the biggest sponsor of state terrorism. So my theory is, and my thinking is, go ahead, I'll do what you got to do, is that this is good that we take out this general. It's like a good thing that we take out this general, but I could understand the criticism of it all, you know? So it's great to be here, and we appreciate you being here. We're going to have to redo this whole board, reboot everything, get in there. Charles, you want to get one? You better get Stu in here, because it is a show, a morning show, and we got a lot of listeners, so I want to make sure technically everything is all right. Only me, you know? It's like, And we'll break down all the news that's happening. And I'm looking at all the news here, and we're going to stay on this and see exactly what happens in Iran. Big time. Meantime, Al Gattulo standing by, and we're going to go over the headline news. But you are welcome to call, and I apologize. We'll try to get everything up and running. All right, we're going to get the hamsters running. Ah, inexcusable. Inexcusable. It's so frustrating, and you are so kind to stay with us, because we're not going down. There's more adversity, more difficulty, and we ain't going down. 6:30 right now on AM 970. The Answer, Al, is the headline news, live and local on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970, The Answer.
45 degrees at 6:30. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The flu is running rampant in New Jersey with a high level of cases being reported in all of its 21 counties. Dr. Margaret Fisher of the Monmouth Medical Center says eating healthy and exercising will not protect you from getting the flu. More than 1,700 people have been diagnosed with the flu in the last 3 weeks, with one pediatric death reported in New Jersey. Doctors say it's not too late to get a flu shot, as the flu season should last another 2 months. Governor Cuomo is proposing a ban on the sale of so-called ghost guns to people who can't legally have firearms. Cuomo is also pushing legislation limiting the sale of major gun components to licensed dealers. The governor says New York has the toughest gun laws in the country, but people still find ways around them. The efforts are all proposals being detailed in his State of the State address next week. In sports, Nets were beaten by the Mavericks 123-111. Rangers lose to the Flames 4-3, while the Devils beat the Islanders 2-1. Yankees pitcher Domingo Germán being suspended for 81 games under MLB's domestic violence policy. The ban is retroactive to September 19th when he was placed on administrative leave, by the ball club, meaning he'll miss the first 63 games of this upcoming season. College hoops tonight on The Answer. Seton Hall will take on Georgetown. The pregame is at 8:50. The tip-off is at 9 right here on The Answer. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for an annual membership today and give one away to anyone you like absolutely free. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's go out to the LIRR. Service suspended right now on the Long Beach branch between Long Beach and Valley Stream. It's all due to some ongoing activity over in East Rockaway. Let's go out to Sunrise Highway eastbound right into Franklin Avenue, Valley Stream, a collision there. Northern State West at 106.7. It's an accident. Eastbound Northern State at the Wanton, accident in the right lane. Traffic moving slowly on the Hutch south into Orchard Beach, but they cleaned up an accident there, and traffic is still moving solely this morning on the westbound belt heading out toward Kennedy Airport. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic over on 195. 195 is moving solely in both directions, getting out toward exit 2 with an accident, and that one involves an overturned truck. And let's see what's happening here as you head to the Hudson River Crossing. Still moving okay at the Hudson River Crossings. Garden State Parkway North at 145. An accident off on the ramp. Rain this morning, high today in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. The brutal cold and flu season is upon us, and the number one flu symptom is fever. So use a thermometer that's proven accurate by more than 80 clinical studies, the Exergen thermometer. See our educational video at exergen.com.
Did you take your balance of nature yet? Did you call 800-246-8751? Would you please call 800-246-8751? You know why? Because I care about you, and I love you, and I do the same thing, and I've been on the balance of nature journey for a while now. It really is great, I got to tell you. And even last night, like I said, I came in so late last night, and, you know, for Fox News, I came in, for me, late. When you do morning radio, it was after 11, 11:30, 12 o'clock, whatever it was, by the time I got back from the studio, and I said, whoop, I got to take my vegetables, my balance of nature vegetables. And I did. And you, if you just stay on that regimen of balance of nature, people say their skin looks better, they have more energy, there's mental clarity, you know. And I keep telling you, a daily dose of balance of nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. So call, please, 800-246-8751. You know why, Al? We got this New Year's deal for you. Look, to help you start your New Year's resolutions right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off, and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This New Year's special won't last, so please call now, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code, The Answer.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. Their enforcement agents are cracking down this year and can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts. Even your home or business could be at risk over unpaid taxes. It's all true, but it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. The award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief will fight to get you the best deal possible, protecting your paycheck and your assets from IRS collections. But don't delay, because the IRS is tacking on interest and hefty penalties every single day. So don't wait until it's too late. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
I think maybe you got a little too much sugar in your diet. We do things differently around here, Dan. Put the gun away.
Maybe I will and maybe I won't.
Stash the rod, Danny.
You shouldn't grab me, Johnny. My mother grabbed me once.
And now, back to the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Walking on the set, about to do a hit with on Laura's show, Laura Ingraham's show with Raymond Arroyo, and I heard my, you know, the little IFB thing in your ear. In the booth, the guy goes, Danny Vermin. I said, thank you very much. Hey, good morning, Joe on the radio. You know, this is the adversity I tell you about. I don't want to whine. I don't want to complain, but I'm going to whine. I'm going to complain. This is a morning show. By the grace of God Almighty, we've done so well on this program. And I've gotten up, and I'm working late. I do shows on the weekend. I come in, yet I still want to be with you on the radio. I hit my head. I'm still going on. I got 13 stitches. I'm still on. We walk in. When I tell you, we don't even have an intern. Charles is producing. Frank is off. And deservedly so, because they don't cover me when they leave here. You think we could get some? I'm looking beyond the glass behind me. There should be. And Kara now is in Arizona, and is great.
She's on vacation. She's back on Monday,
and she's remotely doing the show. Correct. Which we appreciate. Thank you, Kara, for that. But there should be somebody. It's a morning show in New York City. You can't run bare bones like this. You can't do it like this. You just can't do it.
You're right.
And we still do it. Yet you still get. Oh, did you sell this? Oh, did you meet the goal here? Oh, you got to do this. You got to do that. Hey, how about giving us a little something back, like a board that isn't there since Marconi, for crying out loud.
No, this is a newborn.
Oh, well, it's working great, Al. Holy moly.
I like you. Come on.
No.
You're more angry.
It's like,
I'm nice and calm.
I know, you're playing nice and easy.
You're playing nice and easy.
Please. I want heavy metal.
No.
Megadeth. Come on.
Herb Alpert. That's all I'm going to play for the rest of the show.
Oh, God, Herb Alpert. No, you can't, man. 6:38 with Joe on the radio.
You want to try Charlie Finch again? Let's see if we can get Charlie.
Oh, Lord, the phones. God forbid a phone call should go through on
here. I think it works. Go ahead.
Charlie, good morning. Sorry for the technical difficulties, buddy. What's on your mind this morning, and thanks for calling, sir?
Happy year seven, Joe, to you and Al and your team.
Yeah,
and,
man. Thank you.
Debbie, and I'm really glad you're on the mend, sir. So Iran, China, and Russia were about to start unprecedented joint military exercises this week. At the same time, Putin announced that Russia has developed a hypersonic missile that travels 27 times the speed of sound. President Trump is going to sign a trade agreement with China at the White House next week. And in the middle of this, Iran decides to attack our embassy in Iraq. Also, ISIS in Nigeria has just wiped out 10 innocent Christians in response to President Trump taking out Baghdadi. So what does President Trump do? He takes out a general, head of the Iran Revolutionary Guard, who has had for years carte blanche all over the Middle East, including Lebanon, to screw around with us and Israel. Past administrations, Joe, would have dumped this problem on Israel. What does Trump do? He takes out Soleimani. A genius move. Al, it reminds me of Star Trek, The Next Generation, when Q and Picard played four-dimensional chess. Because what has the House Intelligence Committee been doing the last 3 years, Joe?
Yeah.
Concentrating on any of these problems?
Yeah.
President Trump takes them out. You know, it was a great move. God bless America. Onward and forward.
Great call, Charlie. Thank you so much for bringing that. See, that's exactly what Charlie said. I agree with, because I'm hawkish, and I admit that, and guilty as charged. But I think I would love to hear what Colonel McGregor says. I'd love to get Colonel McGregor on, or hear somebody that doesn't agree you should take out these guys. But you have to take out these guys, and they have the intelligence to take them out. But you know what I kept thinking about, Al? The president was at Mar-a-Lago, apparently. And so where I guess they have like a situation room at Mar-a-Lago now,
right.
You know, there, and they get and he's got to give the okay. Now, and do they have screens? They have satellite screens watching this. I like to know all the inside of this,
right.
You know.
Right.
I wonder if the president was watching this and saw this strike go down.
Well, look, I mean, the Iranians attacked our embassy.
Well,
right?
That's enough. Exactly right, buddy.
So they attacked American soil. And I think, look, part of this, I think, is because of this whole thing with the Strait of Hormuz. I think this has everything to do with oil. And also, I think the reason why the Iranians are doing this is because the Iranian government is not in the best of shape in terms of popularity in the country. The Iranians are not very happy with the government and the way the current government is. So what do?
The Iranian people, you're talking
about. The
Iranian
people.
Yeah,
so what do?
Yep,
you distract them by causing this incident, and then the U.S. retaliates, and now you have the Iranian people rallying against America. They hate us. Those people hate us. They have nothing more to do than they want to see our destruction in America, and they want to see Israel's destruction. The president was responding to a clear and present threat.
Yeah, yep, yep, yep. 877-970-2999, Joe on the radio.
We gave them their money back. What happened? No, seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously. So the Obama administration gives back all of this money that we had been holding for years and years and years, right?
Yes.
What do the Iranians do? They continue their terrorist attacks. They continue all of this hatred. Now we prevent them from doing any type of business because they're still continuing to do what they're doing. Oh, no, we're going to build a nuclear bomb. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're not going to let inspectors in. You can't continue to let a terrorist country, for the most part, run rampant across the free world.
You know, we're going to get criticism today, but you got to give us a call, 877-970-2999. And I agree with everything you're saying, Big Al. So, and the rest of the news, too. No one's talking like this woman charged in this Williamsburg anti-Jewish attack. You know, another woman was released. This is like Bernie Kirk's going to join us. This is a big story in New York. This is a big story in New York where the anti-Semitic rise, they're attacking Jews on the street and no one's doing anything about it. And I don't understand how you put people into office, whether it's Albany and whether it's in Great Gacy Mansion, and these attacks on Jews are still happening in New York, and it's just going away. And again, it's the anti-Semitism that comes out of the House of Representatives, and it just inflames the fringe. I keep telling you over and over again, it's what's happening down in Washington. It translates to here. And the same thing, it's the way when they start talking about law enforcement, the same thing, going against law enforcement, you're going to have trouble when going after the police officers.
Well, let's make it clear here. This is really not de Blasio's fault here. As much as everybody wants to blame the mayor, it's not the mayor's fault. It's the governor and the state legislature that passed these laws, this bail reform that has allowed these people to continue to run out on the streets. Now, all of a sudden, they're saying, well, you know, now we need to have another discussion about it because maybe it's not the best idea in the world. Of course not. They released a suspected killer in Albany yesterday who had been sitting in jail since August, and now this guy's going to go on the run. What's his incentive to stick around? If the guy really did commit the murder, he's not sticking around Albany. He's gone, just like many of these other people. You're expecting people to be released of their own recognizance. Now, if you want to blame the mayor on something, you blame him for releasing people at Rikers Island and handing them Visa gift cards, Mets tickets. A teacher friend of mine had another teacher friend of hers post something. She says, as a teacher, I can't accept a gift of more than $5, right? But these people can break the law and get a $50 Visa gift card, get tickets to Mets games, and do all this stuff. Why does it pay to not break the law? It doesn't. It pays to break the law now. Yeah. It pays to be a criminal.
Hey, that's Big Al Gattulo with Piscopo in the morning on AM 970.
You're getting me fired up. I don't want to be.
No, it's good. Please, I'm holding back. I'm holding back because usually when you go through what I went through and you wake up in a pool of blood over the weekend and everything's okay, you kind of accept things and I'm a little calmed down and the music calmed me down a little bit. But believe me, I feel like I'm this far away, just from railing on this because, we show up. No one else shows up. We show up. I'd like to have or if Frank takes off, how about, covering us with the personnel, for crying out loud?
I agree, but, the basic tenet of what Cuomo and the state legislature and de Blasio wants to do, right, they're just assuming, and I blame Democrats for this because it's very simple, they assume that everybody is going to be treated equally. They assume that everyone is just going to, I got caught doing this, I'll come back to court. I got caught doing this, I'll come back to... That's a flawed way of thinking. We're a greedy people. We're a greedy people. And they know if they're getting away with something, they're going to continue to do it. There's no incentive for this woman that got arrested after hitting all these Jewish people. There's no incentive for her to go back to court. She's not going to go. Put her in jail.
877-970-2999. I'm going to guess we didn't talk about yesterday.
What's that?
Because the Pope smacking hands. I mean, the Pope pulling his hand away. And everybody's talking about it online. I'm watching it and everything. Right. And I'm a diehard, church-going, God-fearing, guilt-ridden Italian Catholic. But I see what Pope Francis, I never was like a fan. And I say this with respect to the Catholic Church. Okay. He just makes everything too political. And he's not dealing,
not the position.
Exactly,
okay.
Exactly right. And also, and you know me. I mean, if you're going to take a second collection in church, I mean, really, maybe you sell the Pope's summer, quote-unquote, summer residence. I don't understand any of that. Right. Sell a painting at the Vatican. I'm just saying. Something. Something. Because, something's wrong. Something's wrong. And forgive me.
Well, first of all, why did the woman grab him? He's walking through the crowd, right? If you see the video.
Yeah, but hold on. We're talking about, if you watch Pope Francis, this. First of all, he was walking through, working the crowd, and some woman did grab him, pulled him back. So the Pope, he goes over to the lady. Did you see?
Yeah, she smacked her hand.
He smacks her hand. Smacks her hand. Like she's a kid. But smacks her hand. Doesn't he know every camera's on him? And he couldn't control his emotions. And where was the bodyguard? Should have been right there saying,
well, the bodyguard was there. The security
was close
behind.
Enough. Right. Yeah, not close enough.
But here's the thing. Why is this woman grabbing him? I get the whole thing that the Pope is the direct communicator to God, and by touching the Pope, you feel some whatever. You shouldn't be grabbing him. I mean, I honestly don't blame him for his reaction because it's a normal human reaction.
No, you
and
can't.
And I know that he. I know that he's. No, no, no.
Look at
that.
Look at you. Look at you. I'm the church going guy. You don't smack somebody's hand for crying out loud. And then this, and then cut through. Then there's another video out there with the Pope, and this is the most curious thing of all, is where the Pope is shaking hands with everybody, and they go to kiss his hand, and he pulls his hands away. You have to see this. He pulls his hand away. Was that a joke? Was that a doctored video?
No, because I don't think you're supposed to. I don't think you're supposed to do that.
Well,
because
of the germs, he's worried about the germs.
It could
I guess.
Be or whatever. I mean, I don't understand why people do that. Just by being in his presence should be enough touching him or trying to kiss his hand.
Why is he welcoming people there? And if you got to see the video, I hesitate.
Well, welcome them from a distance.
I hesitate to put it out. You know why? Because the Catholic Church gets bashed constantly.
Right.
Christians are being persecuted around the world. I'll tell you about the anti-Semitism. The most persecuted religious group around the world are Christians. Mm-hmm. Churches are being burned down every day, and to a degree that we don't even talk about in the mainstream media. So this is the head of Catholicism, the Pope, and he's pulling his hand away. Everybody going to kiss his hand. He's pulling the hand away. That was the strangest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, and if you were the Pope, you'd do the same thing. Or you'd spray Durasan on them. See, now maybe that's the way to get Durasan involved. You know,
Durasan to the Vatican, man.
Somebody wants to get just a quick squirt, and you're good. You know,
Pontiff, so nice to see you.
Right.
Hi. Hello.
I'm just saying. God bless. Want to replace all the holy water with Durasan.
God bless you, my child.
Right. I mean, you're going to break the microphone now. Stop.
I carry my Durasan. No. They should have a guy. A guy. There should be a guy. Arthur Idala knows a guy. No guy.
Right.
You shake the hand, and then, you know, and they kiss the hand. And right. You just do a little thing.
Or here's the other thing.
It was one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen.
Or here's the other thing. Why do you have to get so close to the crowd? Stay at a distance where they cannot touch you.
Yeah.
You know, and then you don't have to worry about, I have to pull my hand away.
Did anybody address that? Did anybody address that? Why he did that?
No, I mean, just he said, I shouldn't have done it. I'm sorry.
No, that was for the slapping of the hand. Why pulling away? Charles, you know what you do? Look for the video. And again, I don't want to, the Catholic Church is ridiculed constantly. I don't mean to do it, but it's so bizarre. I had to mention it. And I've been meaning to talk to you about it for a couple of days.
Right.
And we always get sidetracked on everything else. So today we'll talk about it. Hey, 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, Mamma Mia, we're getting everything settled in the studio. Debbie, did you see the Pope with the hand pulling the hand away? Did you see that one?
I saw the slapping, but I just was reading a little bit about the hand kissing of the ring.
It was so bizarre.
But what I read is that Pope Benedict kind of was like abolishing that tradition of kissing the Pope's hand. So, but people are following it because it's something that they used to always do, but a lot of people don't realize,
Debbie,
that they tried to change this now. All right, you know?
I'm a diehard church going Catholic as you are, and my faith is strong, and I'll double down when they criticize the church. You have to see this.
I've got to see it.
He pulls his hand. Every person he pulls it, and then you see the flashes from the international press going, they're like taking pictures of the, and every moment. It was like, please, don't meet people. Don't go out there and meet. If there's a problem, you got to see.
Stay at a distance. That's all. Yeah. You don't have to worry about them grabbing your hand.
I understand about it being a germaphobe, but apparently this was, I don't know what was going on, man. It was so weird. But we're still going to church, Steph. We're still going to church.
Of course. You know? Well, apparently, like, they're trying to change that tradition, but maybe they should let people know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
People don't know that they still think it's something you should do because it used to be something.
Somebody said online, is this a sketch? I said, it might have been a sketch. Hey, Debbie's out there on the road. Thank God Debbie's out there working 6:51 on AM 970 The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
We have the message. Just don't kiss the Pope's hand or try to grab him. Just, you know, let him walk. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. Good morning to you. Good morning, everybody. We're going to head to the Garden State Parkway North, 145 accident on that ramp. Traffic is moving solely on 80 eastbound, getting out toward exit 35 out through Rockaway. 24 is a little bit busy eastbound, getting down toward 78 that merge. Usually gets kind of busy this time of the morning. Over on the Bronx, River Parkway South at Allerton Ave in the Bronx, a crash over there. And it's busy on the Cross Bronx West right at the Sheridan with an accident. Staten Island Expressway eastbound jammed up at Clove Road, a collision taking one lane there. Still kind of busy this morning on the southbound side of the Van Wyck, getting down toward the Nassau Expressway with an accident. And taking a ride over to 684 southbound, that ramp into exit 4, getting reports of a collision over there as well. Let's see what's happening as you head over to the subway. Still seeing some delays on the downtown 1 train. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Joe Piscopo. I have a special offer alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listeners specials. Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets, all with free shipping at MyPillow.com. 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-41-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-41-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-41-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40 by 60-foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building, fast and easy. Call 888-41-STEEL. That's 888-417-8335. 888-41-STEEL.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains a Democrat vote.
If you vote for the Democrats, you are voting to allow the cartels to keep making their billions of dollars at the expense of our country and our fellow Americans. For a party that wishes to sabotage the economy that we have today.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 on AM 970. The Answer. Brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Cloudy, damp, and mild today with some rain this morning, then just a bit of rain or drizzle in the afternoon, high 52. Cloudy and damp tonight with occasional rain and drizzle, low 44. Tomorrow, cloudy with intermittent rain and drizzle, high 48. The rain may mix with or change to a bit of wet snow before it ends tomorrow night. And for Sunday, blustery and colder with intervals of clouds and sun and a high of 41. AM 970, The Answer.
It's the Friday Funnies on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
People, any job you can do in your pajamas is not difficult. Sure, it's draining, but come on, man. Being a stay-at-home mom, that's like my dream job. No boss, no time card, no taxes. You're off the grid. Hanging out all day, making grilled cheese sandwiches. Giving a puppet show, you dress like a dragon. Then some other adult comes home and gives you money. Yeah.
Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
You got to go to Mo's. 5 minutes before 7 o'clock with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us, getting everything together here. You know what we're going to do right now, if we can? So we got a call from our folks, Marilyn and Peter Pianelli. They want to give away a headlight harness. They want to give away a headlight harness as a
they love
to,
you.
The way to say thank you, you know. And the headlight harness is great. This is not a commercial. This is giving you something here. But I got to tell you how great headlight harness is. It's the whole harness that goes on your dog. Does it have a choke collar? And I gave it to Otis. I put it on Otis. I keep it in the car because it's a state law in the state of New Jersey to secure your pet. We do it. And when you go out, it's got that light integrated right in the LED light, right in the chest of the headlight harness. One of the best products, Albert, I've ever seen. Yeah. One of the best products. And it was invented by a New Jersey couple. How many times you and I sit around here with somebody, hey, you know what we should do? We should invent this. Hey, well, they actually did it. And now the headlight harness, because they've come on this program, and it's just taken off. If I could be bold enough to say that. So if you have a dog, you know, and you want to get something for free, here it is, 877-970-2999. We will give you a headlight harness absolutely free.
One person.
877, first person, yep, 877-970-2999. And thank you, Marilyn and Peter. I always appreciate when people step up and they come into the show and they're here and they believe in us, as you do when you listen. That's why I get a little upset when things aren't working in the studio, because you're kind enough to listen. The least we could give you is a broadcast, for crying out loud, and equipment that at least works, for crying out loud, and maybe some other people that work here. So Marilyn and Peter Pianelli are nice enough to say, hey, thank you, Joe, and now you're going to get a free headlight harness if you call 877-970-2999. For more info on headlight harness, just go, please, to headlightharness.com. Headlightharness.com. Thank you. How did we find out about that? Did they call up?
No, Joyce came to me yesterday and said they wanted to do this.
So. It was great. Great. It's a great product.
I mean, it's a great product. Love it. I know you.
I know. You know. I love it. I need a headlight harness. This morning, I need a headlight harness to get
maybe
around.
Maybe to cover up that wound.
It's a bit. It looks pretty bad, right?
Yeah, it just looks like a Band-Aid on your head.
You know, I put the Band-Aid in, but I couldn't put the, you know, the soft part of the Band-Aid that you put on.
Right.
It makes it clumsy, and it looks. So we decided at Fox News yesterday, I'll just use the sticky part. But I don't know if I should be putting it on the wound. So I go to the doctor later today. I'll do the show. Hopefully we don't fall off the air by then. And then I go. I'm doing Neil Cavuto today. Unless something's going on there, they may we may get the bump because of all that's going on in Iran. And then you know, I go to the doctor, get my sutures out today already. How about that?
Wow, that's pretty good.
Huh? But I show up, black guy, 13 stitches. Right. Come on, Jack Jacobs is going to join us, Colonel Jack Jacobs. I like when the president is aggressive like that. I am a bit of a hawk. Am I wrong? 877-970-2999. Thanks for listening. We're coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
45 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. One person is dead. Another is critically hurt at a fire in Bayonne, New Jersey this morning. Flames broke out at an apartment complex on Island View Court around 2 this morning. Fire officials say they encountered heavy flames coming from a third floor apartment. An elderly man died, another person in critical condition. No word yet on the cause. The Professional Bull Riders event kicking off in Madison Square Garden tonight. 35 of the world's top bull riders compete against the toughest bulls for 2 hours. Every event starts with pyrotechnics, explosions, and flames. In addition, elite ticket holders will get the chance to look at the process of preparing a bull for his out, along with meeting some of the top PBR stars. In sports, Nets beaten by the Mavericks 123-111. Rangers lose to the Flames 4-3. The Devils beat the Islanders 2-1. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.